the shoulder or however it went down.
Yeah, no, it was great. I think, you know, couldn't get anything much going offensively, so you're just trying something different. You know, something you dream about as a kid going in and playing your first NFL game. And it was cool.
Did Kyle Fuller tell you, or was it just through the quarterback's coach?
No, our quarterback's coach told me.
Did you have too long to get warmed up at all?
No, not really. I just threw some balls and stretched a little bit, but no, I felt fine.
Any nerves?
A little bit, yeah. But I mean, you know, one play, two plays in, they kind of go away. Oh man, I mean that's something you dream about, and you know, unfortunately we weren't able to, you know, finish there. But you know, we got, you know, a lot of improving to do, and just keep building and keep getting better as the weeks go on.
What did you see on that Garcon play?
Which one?
The penalty.
The offensive pass interference. I mean, I mean, obviously I don't agree with it, but you know, that's part of the game, and you just can't put it in the ref's hands. You got to go win it, you know, as an offense, as a defense, as a team. But you know, I don't know. You can be the judge of that one.
Does it dawn on you that the rest of the season is likely yours? This is your offense?
No, I'm just taking it, you know, one day at a time. Gonna watch this tape, and there's a ton of stuff to learn from. It's my first time playing an NFL game, and you know, there's a lot of stuff I can learn from and get better at.
Did you have any indication during the week that this might happen if things went?
No, nothing was different. Yeah, no.
Did you just do the touchdown
pass? It was a good job by Al. Kept running. I kind of stepped up in the pocket, ran a little bit, and just saw Al standing there wide open, and just kind of threw it to him, and he made a good play to get in the end zone.
Did you get the ball?
I don't know. One of the ball boys asked me if I wanted to keep it, and I was like, yeah, but after the game, because I felt like it was, you know, a little lucky to keep that ball in the game. But
you were not even born when your grandpa left here. But
mm-hmm.
Is it still special to?
Oh yeah, I think it's really cool. I mean, during warm-ups, you look up and you see your grandpa's name, you know, around the stadium and on the stadium. I think that's just really cool. I mean, he was just a tremendous person, and yeah, I've learned so much from him, and just trying to be like him every chance I can.
Did you have any hints that this might happen? Increased reps with the ones, or did Kyle say anything to you?
No. I just know as a backup, you just got to be ready and always be prepared. And you know, nothing was different this week than the other week.
How many reps do you get in the typical week with the ones?
I mean, I'll get, you know, a couple team period plays, most periods, but yeah, I don't know.
Couple more guys.
How well do you think you have a rapport or chemistry with Pyrgos and all the other stars?
I mean, not where it should be, obviously, because you want to give those reps to the starter, which has been Brian. So I really haven't gotten to throw to Pierre a lot or Marquise. But you know, hopefully, build some chemistry with those guys.
CJ, how did it feel, although the outcome of the game wasn't what you wanted? Mm-hmm. How does it feel that most of your teammates picked you up and kind of rallied around you just to go through the game? Although you lost, you guys put up a very good fight.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I think this team showed a lot of fight, and you know, we battled hard to the end. Just couldn't get the job done, but. We're going to come back, get back to work on Monday, Tuesday. And we got another one this week, so hopefully we can get a win there.
All right, last one, guys. Sorry if this has already been asked, but the offensive pass interference call, it looked like you reacted initially. Like
yeah. Oh, I thought 100% it was a defensive pass interference. From my point of view, it looked like, you know, it wasn't even a question. And then, after that point, we're in really good field goal range with a penalty. I think they said all we needed was, you know, 4 more yards, and yeah, that would have given us more than enough for Robbie to kick a game winner. But, it went the other way, and that's how the game happens sometimes.